I don't know. I mean, you kind of look like a n**** to me, but I'm just curious.
Yo, take your mask off right now.
Why?
I dare you.
Well, you know what's funny? I've already set it up
I'm
pretty nice.
Right now. I'm streaming. Just take off your mask.
Oh, are you streaming? Really?
Yes.
Do you promise?
What?
Do you promise that you're streaming?
Yes, I am streaming.
How many people are watching?
Like 5,000 people.
No way. Really?
I swear to you, bro.
Do they know who Gypsy Crusader is?
I don't think so.
Ask them.
Alright, hold on. Yes.
They
yes.
know who he is?
No. Yes, no. Some people do, yes. Some people do. Do you actually take off your mask right now?
Power move. You piece of gold.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, March 12th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. Welcome. Pole News Central, where are you? Pole News Central, come back to me. I need daily news for zero work and effort, please. The show is very hard to do without easy-to-access news on your website. Fuck. Damn. Okay, we'll start the show with Handsome Truth PsyOps. That's what we'll start the show with, Handsome Truth PsyOps. What's the rest of the show? You want me to spell it out for you? Because that's the best part? Well, too bad. It's going to be surprising, wisey, super serious business, amazing show today. So just stick around. Figure out what happens, what comes next. We're going to start with Handsome Truth, though. Christopher Malone. A longtime viewer and listener says, I don't think Handsome Truth is worth following. And then he links a video. You can watch the whole thing or just skip to 10 minutes. Warning, it's really bad. I disagree. This guy is a total degenerate. I can't prove that he's controlled opposition, but he represents the same evil tendencies. Replacing Jews with Handsome Truth is like taking out a bad engine and replacing it with another bad engine. First off, were you here before Handsome Truth even existed? We had skinhead Nazis, okay? We had skinhead Nazis, okay? Do you think Handsome Truth is, like, giving Nazis, like, you're falling into the PSYOP, which I will elaborate on and lay out briefly coming up. Let's watch the video, though, that he links me. Here's 10 minutes in, Jewish crisis actor.
But what do you think the chances that the GDL, a bunch of guys...
Going to defense leagues.
Bunch of dudes, a sausage fest over there.
Getting pulled over by a stupid cop.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Damn, dude. Just made good tips tonight, too.
How you doing, man?
Fine, how are you?
You have a license I can take a look at? You don't have to.
If I don't have to, I don't really prefer not to.
Okay, can you tell me your name? You don't have to.
Do I have to?
Huh?
Do I have to?
I'd like you to.
You don't have to. I'd rather not. I'd better stick with my rights. I have nothing to do with this, sir.
So he's telling the cop to fuck off and not give him his name, okay? I'm really at a loss for how this is making Handsome Truth look bad so far, but let's continue.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you have your registration and insurance information? Where are you guys headed to?
Gay bar.
What's that?
Gay bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think we have one of those, do we?
Castro. When you get off, we can hang out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, sit tight. I'll be right there.
Oh, we're sitting tight.
This is fucking hilarious so far. What am I supposed to be mad at so far?
Oh, my God, no. No. No.
Wow, this is looking bad, you guys.
I knew. I've seen this before, though. I've seen this. God, why are all the Nazis so homo? They're just so faggy. They're all so faggy. All the guys that are so concerned with how good they look, you know, there's always a little bit of that faggy in there. You know, those metrosexuals. This is a little way too far. It's hard to watch. Oh my God, Answer Truth, oh my God. Too far, too gay. This is California, guys, okay? You don't know the degeneracy of California. That's kind of why this is California humor, okay? If you haven't been to California, the degeneracy that is California, this doesn't make sense to you, but this is kind of, they're joking around, okay? They're joking around. It's incredibly fucking faggy, and his Hands of Truth probably, he's probably like 42% gay. Hands of Truth's probably like 42% gay. But they're clearly joking around in this video, and it's California. And if you've never lived in California, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You've got to go experience it for yourself. We are filming.
Solid fucking sex, man. Dick, man. Oh! Ach, yeah.
It's humor. This is all humor, guys. He's doing jokes for leftist humor. He was so leftist. I know he was a leftist already. We all know he was a leftist. He was incredibly hardcore leftist. He lived in California. In the big city, too. For leftists to come out of that, you know, Jesus, kind of a miracle, really. Hey, you have to understand, though, man. Broke says the same motherfucker who talks about white pride does this bizarre. Well, I mean, Catboy Cammy. Catboy Cammy, bro. Catboy Cammy. But also, you have to understand that this is California, and this was also a very long time ago. This video looks like it was done in like 2006 or some shit, 2009. Who knows? Done a while ago. And then I have this other clip of this guy bitching at him when he's doing one of his live videos. So watch him bitch at him a little bit.
You want to call the police? You want to control right America's speech? Call your Chavez good.
I watched this live, by the way.
Call the police. Okay, why? Because another citizen's engaging in speech?
No, you're literally...
This is Arian Bacon.
Literally going up to people you don't know, saying Heil Hitler, calling them dirty kikes, and you don't even know if they're Jewish.
Dude, he's Jewish. He's a kike. Dude, my radar's going off from here from a side shot, bro. My radar's pinging like wildfire. Yours ain't?
First of all, you're just going up to two random people. This isn't activism. This isn't intelligent. This is stupid, and you should be ashamed of yourself because all this is going to do is give them ammo. People like...
I hate this argument. I hate this argument so much. You know, Adam Green would be damn happy to sit in his little space of the internet and collect his little donations for the next 10 years and gradually grow slowly because he's already making tons of money on his fucking channel. He's already making tons of fucking money. And he'd be happy to be making as much as he is at a continued pace for the next 10 to 20 years while he tries to slowly expose the kikes as they whittle away our rights and freedoms. Slowly. So God forbid that Handsome Truth accelerated a little bit and make it more mainstream to be an open Nazi. God forbid people talk about the kikes in open and it be more accepted.
Like the ADL, okay? So any good work you've done up until this point, any credibility you may have had, is totally lost.
And I'm not, like, I don't think Handsome Truth is perfect. I don't think he's, you know, will it come out one day that he fucked, I don't know, Nick Fuentes or something? Who knows? Something crazy like that could come out and everyone's view of him might be irreparably changed. I don't know why I have so much difficulty with that word.
Totally gone.
But right now, I agree with everything he's doing, so...
Period.
The perpetual urge to shut it down. The perpetual urge to shut it down, that's all. Yeah.
Also, Arion Bacon got kicked out of the United States because he apparently, one of his neighbors was a faggot and he punched him or something. And so they did a warrant for his arrest or some shit. So he literally fled the United States. Arion Bacon fled the United States. So yeah, he's bitching at these people. They ruined his life. All these kikes ruin all these people's lives. So imagine you're an incredibly left-wing person who wants to be an actor. And then you try to be an actor. You could form to all the kikes' propaganda. You go to gay bars and do gay shit. And you could form to their stupid propaganda, try to make some funnies. Okay, but you never take off. They never accept you into the stupid little clique. Okay, and then you start to realize, oh, the kikes are the ones fucking me in the ass. Okay, literally. So maybe I should start talking about it. And you start talking about it, and then your whole life gets ruined. Your whole life gets taken from you. You can't get banks. You can't use banks anymore. You can't. You know, everyone knows who you are, and they shed negative light on you. Like, I mean, these people have genuine animosity for Jews and black people, niggers, for what they have done to their lives. Like him and Gypsy Crusader. It's like, God, man, God. People can change. But also, I mean, I don't trust Handsome Truth 1,000,000% either. I'm not like a slave to him.
You're exposing yourself, Kike.
Okay. Now, what did that achieve? Nothing, right? And then I go and I watch Handsome Truth's live stream last night. Because sometimes I like to watch them because I'm like, oh, maybe they'll do something funny. Maybe they'll actually do something meaningful.
Everything they do is meaningful. They're on the fucking news almost every night. Normies are seeing it every fucking day. And even if it's abrasive, and even if you think like this is going to charge their hate for the subject, those people would be mad at it. Nazis or whatever anyways. Okay, those people are never going to change their opinion based on what Adam Green ever says. Adam Green could talk to a dude. Adam Green could have a direct tube to those people's houses, and you could force those people to watch Adam Green every single day for the rest of their fucking life, and they would never change their opinion that the kikes have drilled into them. Okay, those people are never going to change. But there are people that watch Handsome Truth that are young, that see that, and it inspires and influences them. And those are the people that matter. Who gives a fuck about Karen?
Well, not gonna watch this guy anymore. Not gonna endorse him in any way. Distancing myself publicly from this man.
Wow, don't give a shit.
Some truth. And Arion Bacon. I want nothing to do with them at all. Any credibility that they had, totally gone. Any good that they may have done with their flyers or anything like that, totally gone. Now listen, he actually plays the video. This is from last night. And he endorses it. In fact, he calls for other people to go out and do it.
So do I. So do I. Fuck you, guy. Fuck these people. Like, this is a weird narrative they're trying to spin. Like, this is going to make us look like it's going to make the Nazis look bad. When the fuck have you ever heard that? When have the Nazis looked so good that now they're going to look bad? Oh, I don't know. Since Handsome Truth started sending out flyers and stuff. Since he made them palpable, who else? Like, where are the other Nazis about? I don't see any of them. Is Adam Green the Nazi? I mean, who? Like, besides Handsome Truth and the Goyim Defense League, like, where are the Nazis at? The Patriot Front, the Proud Boys. are those the Nazis?
As well, check this out.
This is Arion Bacon in Southern California. You guys are gonna like this one. Bacon is all gas, no brake. I repeat, Arion Bacon.
Dude, Arion Bacon is all gas and no brake, dude. This dude fucking hit a faggot.
Okay, do you want to be labeled a racist or do you want to be labeled extinct?
Whatever, he just posted. I mean, he's posting Handsome Truth talking. I agree with everything Handsome Truth is saying. Fuck, I mean, I don't. Okay.
Because people like you and him are going up to people in public, calling them dirty kikes, saying Heil Hitler to people you don't know, people who don't even know are Jewish.
Yeah, okay, first off, they're normalizing Hail Hitler, which is good. And second, they were kikes. They were. I could tell easily.
Just because they appear to look Jewish, okay? You do realize the repercussions of what you're doing, the consequences of your actions. All that's going to do is probably get you arrested, okay? Because this happened in California. Look at California's legal code, right? What is civil harassment? Civil harassment, credible threat of violence means intentionally saying something or acting in a way that would make a reasonable person.
He doesn't live in California, you idiot. You think he's in California when he's talking to that guy? He's in Europe, you fucking retard. He's not in California anymore. Like, this is a fucking idiot talking. This guy doesn't even follow the Goyim Defense League in any palpable way. So he doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't know that Arian Bacon got fled the United States to Europe. And then he's bitching at some fucking Europeans in Europe. And I believe he's in Poland. So, I mean, he's not even in California. He's in Poland, you fucking retard. Like, I'm done with this. I mean, these people don't even... These people try to chime in on a situation they don't have any depth in. These people don't watch Goyim Defense League live every single day like we do. They don't know what these people are doing every single night. They don't know their opinions in and out. I don't know. Just weird and... Weird flex, Christopher Marlowe. I don't know, man. I don't agree. Sorry. We can disagree on things, though. You could think they're crazy. You could think he's a gay faggot or whatever. I think he's kind of gay. He's like 42% gay. I agree. 42% gay. He's too metro... Handsome Truth is too metrosexual to not be at least 42% gay. But it's okay. I accept him as he is. Next thread. What a fucking cuck. Picture is... It's Nicholas J. Fuentes. I would really love to have FBot's input on this. I'm going to put FBot's name in the title of this episode, and I hope he watches it, because he needs to give me his input on this. I mean, I turned FBot on to Handsome Truth, and he loves Handsome Truth. He's donated a lot of money to Handsome Truth, FBot has. But FBot also loves Nicholas J. Fuentes. So what happens when two of FBot's loves collide? Who does he side with? Who wins? Funny. Nicholas J. Fuentes says, they're reassembling this constellation of skinhead groups. Goyim TV, Patriot Front. Oh, see, there we go. So-called Blood Tribe for another wave of false flag skinhead activism. We have nothing to do with that freak show. Dude, some of the greatest times I've ever had were Goyim TV's... Which, it's weird that they're referring to Handsome Truth as Goyim TV now. Is that popular? Weird. Weird. And weird that it's right next to Patriot Front. Why is Nick throwing Goyim TV in with Patriot Front and Blood Tribe? Weird. I was using that as a joke. It's so weird that Nick is doing it unironically. Nicholas J. Fuentes says, I'm totally against politics motivated by rage, grievance, or resentment. Also, Hitler was cool. Our movement is motivated by the righteousness and love of God. That whole scene is gross and low IQ and mostly inorganic. Yes, Nick, because you're so much more organic with your crowd of followers. You're so organic, Nick. You're so unorganic. This is so unironic that it is Mobius stripped in on itself into ironicness. Makes me want to tone down the Hitler thing going forward. It's funny and edgy, and you get lots of cheers from it, Nick. You get lots of cheers from it. And there's an important point within there. Like what? What's the point, Nick? Say the point. But you see what kind of message this attracts, and the connotation. The focus should be on Jesus alone. See, I told you guys, he's shifting the grift. He's going to be like Joe Osteen. He's the Joe Osteen, guys. That's the best grift there is. Religion, that's the best grift there is. This Nazi says, imagine not understanding human anger towards faggots wanting to rape your kids. Well, the faggots have to reproduce somehow. How else would a faggot reproduce? They have to molest little children so that they can reproduce and... You know, let the degeneracy pass on. This German says, what a bitch. Yeah, what a cuck. What a kike. Little Nicky Fuentes. This American said, what was the previous wave of activism? The day of hate never even happened. I smell bagels. Dude, the day of hate was a fucking ADL psyop, you fucking idiot. Day of hate was made by the ADL. So why would Goyim Defense League have anything to do with it or have done anything on that day? They don't glow. Why would they do anything? Think of what the ADL has achieved, okay? They did that fake ass Day of Hate And now, since Handsome Truth wasn't baited into that day of hate, this guy now thinks that he's not a true Nazi or some crazy shit. I don't fucking know. Do you see what the ADL is doing? People just don't even know what the fuck is going on, man. They don't even know that the day of hate was from the ADL. Like, how do you not even know that? This American said, all those groups are feds and are inorganic. They are screaming blatantly racist shit that even, see that, this is what they do. See, this guy has Reddit spacing. This is what they do, guys. They throw Handsome Truth in with all these other organizations and they're like, oh, they're all feds. They're all glowing. You see how it's done? So easily, they are thrown to the wind. This Brazilian says, the spit Christ cuck reveals its final form. Yeah, man, I mean, I'm really disappointed in Nick right now. Nick should, I mean, dude, Nick, like, god damn it, man. I like a lot of what Nick says. And I like Nick even more when F-Bot was championing, but I am so interested on what F-Bot has to say about all of this right now. I mean, F-Bot loves Nick. Little Nicky Fuentes, he loves him. I'm so interested. Can I shield yet? Next thread. Reddit has meltdown at guy calling half black cop nigger and racially destroying him. This is the final Handsome Truth thing. It's a Reddit thread about Handsome Truth that got 5,000 updutes without getting banned off of Reddit. How is this a bad thing? Right here. Almost 2,000 updutes. Someone 23 and me, that guy, guarantee you he's not Aryan. Well, funny you say such a thing, because he just posted his 23andMe. I don't know why he submitted such a thing, but he has posted his 23andMe. Spoilers, he did. He did. 2,000 people don't know that he did. Crazy. These people have no idea what's even going on. Okay, I'm done talking about Handsome Truth. That's enough Handsome Truth shilling and defending. On to the actual super secret show. Okay, what are we going to talk about today? What is the actual show besides Handsome Truth? This is what the show's going to be. Russian hypersonic missiles. Then, why do Beaners do this? Then, bank-run Twitter general that was showed by the Jannies. Into the current bank-run generals of the day. And we'll finish out with Kim.com and his predictions. That's the actual show. So first part, Russian hypersonic missiles wipe out U.S. NATO secret command in Kyiv. Dozens of top U.S. officers vaporized. We're already having a recruitment issue. Fuck. But let's just hope that since it was Ukraine, it was just all the trannies. You know, maybe all the trannies got vaporized instantaneously right there. God, how great would that be? Maybe all our problems were just solved by that Russian missile. Maybe Russia knows more than we do, and it was just a room full of trannies, you know? Maybe it was a good thing. Yeah, missile blew shit up. People died. Serious business. Apparently, Russia shot a lot of Putin did that big speech saying basically, you know, everyone needs to buckle up. We're going to start taking this a lot more seriously. And then all of a sudden, a huge missile strike where they used precision missiles, guys. These are the missiles that bypass the anti-air defense dome. So even if we had anti-air defenses, theoretically, apparently, these missiles would have gone through them if we had had them. So it was a pretty serious business strike. Also, wasn't Russia fighting with shovels? Weren't they out of ammo and using shovels to fight? I thought that was what was happening. Was that wrong? Was it wrong that they were only fighting with shovels? That couldn't have been propaganda. Man, crazy. Insane. Well, you know, apparently Russia still has ammo. Lots of ammo. Who would have thunk it? Next thread. Why do Beaners do this? Picture is. Oh my god, holy shit. That is an animu decal. That's some animu decals right there. Look at the degeneracy. Man, I am so torn between, wow, this is white trash, and wow, this is also kind of based. Just to have the balls to do this in public, damn. He likes tits. You know, the man likes tits. What can I say? The man has to be autistic. This person is autistic, right? That's something. Those are tits. Those are anime tits. Those are They got the nipply part. They got the nipply part. Everything. It's got it all. It's crazy. This American First Post says, why not? Why not? Exactly. I'm torn between white trash and just based, you know? So maybe it's flipped in on itself. This Leaf says, good taste. Good taste. Sweden says, the better question is, why don't you have this on your car? Exactly. Fuck the children. Fuck the children. You know, fuck, they're out in the public, you know? Don't avert their eyes, you know? Wake them up to the truth. Anime tits. This American says, better question, what's stopping everyone from doing it? Well, I mean, the children, really. The children. The children. The poor children. The poor children. This guy says, you're too sissified to do it yourself. It takes a real man to do it. Yeah, the man likes tits. Man likes anime tits. This Catalona Anon says, that's based and red-pilled. Yes. Peter Pan syndrome. This German says, how do you know that's a Mexican? Well, just look at the area. That's California. That is California. Look at those palm trees. Maybe it's not. Who the fuck knows where that is? The middle of a city. There's niggers about. I don't know. Who knows? It's probably Mexican. Next threat. Bank run, Twitter general. We're at the bank run stuff. Here we are, bank run. Woo, bank run. Twitter general. This is the Twitter general. This was showed by the Jannies. Twitter general. There's a current Twitter general, which we'll get to. This whole bank run stuff, guys. This bank run stuff. I think that it's nice of them to do it when I cannot do it because it's just fun. It's all in good fun. You know, it's all in good fun. But also, This isn't like a global bank run. This isn't like you're going to go to Bank of America and withdraw your money from Bank of America and Bank of America is going to go under. You know, it's like, maybe that was a bad bank to use. Maybe I should use Chase. You know, JP Morgan Chase. Maybe I should use them. You go to Chase to get all your money out. You know, it's not going to really do anything. It's not going to do much. It's not going to be a bank run on Chase. I guarantee you, Chase has enough money to cover all your money withdrawals for all their customers. They've printed so much money. They have digital money for days. I just don't think they would find the money. A lot of banks are going under. There's a lot of banks, but they're all regional banks. They're all regional banks in California. It's California collapsing in on itself. It's socialism. It's just the logical end of socialism. So yes, there are a lot of banks. There's going to be like 10 of them, dude, that collapse. 10. So I'm hyped for Monday. I'm hyped. But also, if nothing comes of this and they kick the can again, I will not be surprised. But since I'm thinking that, maybe this will be the actual time. You know, third time's the charm. And I'm always right, so. This Leaf says classic acceleration. Well, yeah, we always accelerate. Gas pedal, 100%. This American says, reinstate Glass-Steagall. Yes! Glass-Steagall! That's that thing I was talking about with Reagan. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan got rid of Glass-Steagall. Or it was, I guess it wasn't Ronald Reagan specifically, but he signed it into law, so why not? Might as well have been. Didn't veto it, fucker. Yes, reinstate Glass-Steagall. Yes! Dude, regulation isn't always bad. There's good regulation and bad regulation. You can shrink the government and make regulation tighter if it's the correct regulation. Greg says, regional banks are usually less than $500 million. This is crazy. Yeah, they're usually like mom and pop type banks. It's kind of nuts that so many small businesses around the world have invested so much money into these small banks. Kind of kikish, if you ask me. Kind of kikish. Might lead back to some race of some sort, if you were to investigate that, I bet. But, you know, I'm just looking at people on the street and calling them kikes. So, you know, it's just me on the street calling people kikes. What do I know? This Italian says, it's been 2 fucking years that I'm waiting for my economy crash. Hedge, brutal, death-driven, AMC and GME squeeze. Just fucking go and withdraw all your money from every bank, even ones not in danger, and let the game begin. I disavow that. That was the Italian saying that. Go investigate the Italian FBI. This guy says very glowy things on the thread that I do not endorse. in any way. Credit union, if everything crashes, the credit unions will crash as well. Do not think that your money is secure inside of a credit union. If everything crashes, then it is possible they crash as well. If it's an everything crashes. No survivors, bro. This is the thing. The Fed needs the economy to crash, but it doesn't want it to crash with no survivors. So it kind of like, it needs it to crash, but it can't be a runaway crash. So the Fed's going to try to do something to kind of control this crash in some way, but we'll see how it pans out for them. They need it to crash for inflation. It's the only way to fix inflation. This is the thing, Greg. Everyone uses that. Oh, it's insured up to 250,000. Oh, it's insured up to 250,000. You know, okay, dude. So what happens when, you know, like a million people try to withdraw, I don't know, 50K. Where's the money coming from? Is the government going to print some more? Like, who's insuring it? What bank is insuring it? Who's ponying up? The thing is that a lot of these insurance things are, they're a scam, guys. The insurance is a scam. They never actually planned for it to go under. They never planned to have to pay out. So when they actually have to pay out, everything starts breaking apart. That's the thing. So yeah, it's insured up to 250,000 a person, but when fucking 100,000 people start trying to withdraw $50,000 a piece, okay, it starts to break apart. I mean, people for some reason think that their money is inside some vault in the bank. Like, no, dude, your money has evaporated into dust long ago. It's not, there is no money in that vault. That vault is there for looks. And then everyone's saying crypto. I don't know, man. If stocks crash, crypto will crash with it. Crypto and stocks are intertwined a little bit. And the rich have a lot of their money in crypto. So if the stocks crash hard, crypto's going to crash hard too. And they will wait till the bottom to invest their money back into it. Maverick of Wall Street was saying look for $18,500 to buy in around there. $18,500 to buy in for Bitcoin, but I don't know. I think it'll go lower than that. But that's Maverick of Wall Street's guess, $1,850 or $18,500, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Correct me if I'm wrong, Salt. A lot of the show is brought to you by Salt, by the way. Whatever, next thread. This is the current bank run general, but I guess I should do the bank run Twitter general. We'll do the current bank run Twitter general. Not banned by Jannies this time. Strange that the Jannies banned the bank run general. It's almost like the kikish bankers don't want us talking about it. This American says raids are against the board rules. You're just trying to psyop Anons to push CBDCs. Who cares? We just all want it to crash. We just want everything to crash. That's all we want. We don't want to cause a bank run. We would never do such a thing. We just want everything to crash. We're having fun. These are the best of times. These times right here. This American says, reminder that frog posters are glowy kite chaos agents. Frog posters are the best posters. Fuck off. See, everybody's a glowy. You do anything fun, you're a glowy. he's totally not spreading FUD. Bank runs. This hashtag seems anti-Semitic. Many Jewish Americans play an important role in banking the industry. This is great. That's great. The ADL will get a kick out of that one. Man, I hope. Please let it be a Black Monday. Please let it be Black Monday. Please, yes. I'm feeling the energy a bit, guys. There's a lot of threads on. Let's check it out. Let's look at all the bank threads. See how many we got going right now. Look, guys. That's a lot, man. I'm feeling good. Yeah. That's a lot. I don't know, man. I'm feeling pretty good about Monday. Man, I hope it's... I hope so, man. Let's look at the futures. We can look at the futures. You think it's gonna be negative, bro? No. It's plus 300 right now, dude. It's plus 300 on open right now. How is that even fucking possible? That is kikery afoot, man. three banks going under and it's plus 300. They're pumping, they're fluffing it right now. You know they're fluffing it right now. How is that not fluffing, guys? They fluffed it by a whole percentage. They fluffed that fucker by a percent. They're preparing for horrifyingly bad day. That's crazy, man. 1%. There's no reason for it to be plus 300, man. There's no fucking reason. Here we go. People are attributing it to them saying they're gonna backstop the SVB depositors, basically the insurance that my friends were talking about earlier, the $250,000 insurance thing. We'll see how much that optimism lasts. That's weak sauce, man. Plus 300 points for, oh, they're going to insure these banks. Like, why would the whole stock market go up 300 points that, oh, there's not going to be a crash today? How fucking wonderful. But also, guys, remember what I told you? There's going to be a day where it goes up a little bit before it crashes into oblivion. It's just based on the pattern. Of the past pattern. It makes sense. So, you know, if you watch my show, you know what I'm talking about. I'll show you the pattern. Fuck it. I'll just show you. Here, guys, go. Here's the pattern. Here's the first crash I called. Here's the second crash I called. Okay? If you look at the pattern, like, it starts to crash, and then it goes back up, and then it crashes again further. And this time, it crashes, it goes up right here, and then it crashes more. So there'll be a time when it happens both times. I try to save it. So it'll probably happen this time too. And we're right up almost at that level. We're like right here. We're like right where it happens. Like right here, look, there's a little one right here. If we copy this pattern completely, it would be like a little one like this, and then it would go down again, and then it would go up. Yeah, something. Not saying it'll be completely similar, but, you know, there's a pattern here. Go watch Maverick of Wall Street. He's much more in tune with the stock market than I am. Next one, here's a thread that's currently going on right now. Bank Run General with a post completely made out of Reddit spacing, and this has to be a glowy thread, guys. Look at this shit. Look at this file name. Look at this fucking file name, guys. PXL.portrait.jpg. What the fuck is that shit? The fuck is that shit? This is the only thread this picture ever has been in, guys. Is this guy's actual picture? Look at this fucked up hand. Holy fuck. Dude, put some lotion on your hand. Holy shit. Lotion hand. Look at this hand. Holy fuck. Lotion. Use a scrubbing brush as well. It's not very much money. That's just 20s. It's $20. It's like one. It's like $300. Yes. It's like $200. Like no money. What the fuck? Wow. You're this. What is this thread? This thread glows. This American says, posting an epic illegal bread. Poll is so back, baby. Oh, this is the glowiest thread on poll right now. Look right here. Hungry. Sir, calling for a bank run is a federal crime. We'll have to take you to the semen milking chamber now. Oh, everyone's memeing it. Oh, it's a federal crime. Just call for a bank run. It's a federal crime. Don't call for a bank run. It's okay. We're 4chan. We do whatever we want here. Also, don't do a bank run. I do not call for bank runs here at Poll News America. I would never call for such a thing. Go investigate the Italian Anons feds. They're serious business. We gotta investigate them or something. This American says bumping because this could be our magnum opus as a mimic army if we could pull this off. That guy gets it. That guy gets it. This American says, dumb fucking Q boomer. Eh. I think the bank run thing is a bit, like, if you think there's going to be bank run on every bank, sorry, that's kind of like, that's schizo mentality. But there'll definitely be a bank run on the 10 listed banks of the banks that are in California. Definitely, there'll be bank runs on those. So, whatever. More fear, more FUD, whatever. Cool. Sounds like fun. This American says, Green Tech's current thing general. And then he says, are you going to tell me this isn't WEF niggers? Bullshit. One post by this ID. Wow, dude. The seething. The kikish seething. You want to guess that guy's ethnicity? This guy pulled out. Like, that's not even American money. This is not even American money. What, like, the banks are in California. banks. It's 10 banks in California. You're posting a picture of fucking European money. What the fuck does this have to do with anything? What a FUD, I guess. Here's some European money. Greg says he's trying to clean his room, but he's having an allergic reaction. Well, why are you using chemical cleaners? Use a non-chemical cleaner. You don't have to use a chemical cleaner. If you have an allergic reaction to it, you have a weak fucking system. Fucking cuck-ass bitch. I'm just kidding. I love you. I'm allergic to everything. I'm allergic to everything. I'm saying that ironically because everything that touches me makes my skin inflamed. This American says, if it's really happening, that wad won't be worth shit. Well, first off, that wad is like $200. Second, if the banks crash, money will still be... If 10 banks crash in California, money will still be worth something. Just saying. Just saying. This guy zooms in on the dude's knuckly, fucked up skin hand. yeah, dude, lotion, bro. Lotion. Lotion. Also lives in California, probably, actually. Probably true. Probably took all the money out of his little account. Took the $200 out of his account. Poverty. I know it well. Amphetamine. Amphetamine. Prescribed amphetamine. Wow. That's something. Nice nigger gun. Look, Barney. It's Barney. I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Something, something, something. I'm surprised I knew that much of it. Holy fuck, that thing influenced me as a child, apparently. Wow, amazing. I think I harnessed a bit of Molly Bisher right there. Just in, Signature Bank has been closed by U.S. regulators. Another bank gone. Three down. 8 to 7 to go or something. This Catalonian says... Just take the mark of the beast already. It'll be fast and painless. You won't have to worry about bankruptcy or foreclosure. Also, you'll be vaxxed for free. Guys, if we bail them out again, that will be the future. That will be the future if we bail them out again. Don't bail them out again. Don't let them bail them out again. We have to see how Monday plays out and we'll go from there. But I feel like it'll be entertaining. Even if it's positive, I think it'll be entertaining. We'll see. This is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to do a play-by-play of what I think is going to happen right now. I think Monday's going to come, and it's going to be a positive Monday, because Mondays are always fucking positive. It's annoying, and they manipulate everything. I think Monday's going to be positive. I think the bank runs are going to be a letdown for people, and then they're going to spin that like it's another positive. They're going to be like, oh, there are the bank runs were totally handled. It was totally a nothing burger. The bank runs were a nothing burger. Aha, everything's fine. And then it's going to skyrocket more. That's what I think is going to happen. But then it'll crash for realsies. So that's my prediction. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong this time. I hope it just crashes. That's what I hope. Right here, S&P futures up 1.2%. Yeah, that's what I told you. Yeah, I don't know. We got to see what happens. But we can have fun too. We can have fun. It's okay to have fun. Have fun. Go have fun. Go have fun, guys. It's cool too. 2 more weeks. Unironically, I hope not. 2 more weeks, Bluebeam faggots. Project Bluebeam. That was my favorite. That was one of my favorite intros. The Project Bluebeam one. I watched that one like 5-6 times. I love that intro. This American says, are credit unions safe? Dude, if everything crashes, nothing will be safe. It'll be safe in your lap. Put your money in your lap. And it'll be safe, because you'll be holding it. that's how you know your money's safe, if you're holding it in your hands. Otherwise, it'll never be safe. Just saying. But also, no, credit unions will not be safe if everything collapses. No, nothing would be safe. This Serbian says, yeah, but they're going to give the goyim their money to stop them questioning what the fuck is going on. U.S. and world financial systems are on the brink of collapse. Shit is in pants already. They're bailing them out Sunday. Imagine the smell in that room. yeah, guys. I mean, think about it a little bit because they've printed $20 trillion, guys. They've printed $20 trillion. Most of it's probably digital, but there's no bank run in conceivable history that could equate to even 1%. Of the amount of money that they printed in the last 4 years that these banks control. So there's no, I just don't see them not being able to physically pay the Goyim herd cattle this time. They have that much printed money that they could just give out money to the Goyim to satiate them. They have enough. There's tons of it. They printed it like crazy. They got lots. This American says, futures are rallying hard. Never fight the Fed. That's what I'm saying, guys. I just think this bank run was a kind of a psyop operation a bit. That's what I think. It's fucking felony to talk about bank runs, you fucks. And it's kind of a dumb bank run. It's like just banks in California. What kind of a bank run is that? California banks. But whatever, it might kickstart the FUD a bit, you know? It might kickstart the FUD. If it's not this breaking, it'll be something else breaking. Everything's breaking right now. Just gotta wait. It'll break. Brr, this is it right here. Whatever, last third of the day. Finale of the day. Kim.com. Run on the bank. Get your money out. First thing on Monday. U.S. banks are in trouble. Fed emergency meeting. Deposits may get locked. Possible withdrawal limits. When markets collapse, your bank deposits that U.S. banks use to invest may be in danger. Cash is king. Get out now. You're cute, Kim.com. You're cute. You're cute. I don't think he lives in America, so he can say that. He's allowed to say that because he doesn't live in America. But also, like, okay, I don't know. I just don't. In this day and age, just the bank runs are antiquated. They're antiquated. I just don't see. Whatever. I hope this is the mechanism, but I don't see it being it. Went to Wendy's yesterday to close my account. I had over $11 in my account. They refused to give me my burgers. I ended up making a scene, shitting and farting everywhere, telling them to give me my damn burgers. They called Tyrone and Corn Pop and escorted me out of Wendy's. The local Wendy's are all closed on Sunday. I'm going from one Wendy's to another on Monday to get my burgers. I hope it isn't too late. Just a heads up, if you have a Wendy's account, you better start working to get your burgers out before it's too late. That's a play on the Wells Fargo copypasta that's been passing around. That Wells Fargo copypasta. these are the best times, guys. These are the best times. Partake. This American says, here's what's going to happen. Most normal people, i.e. not rich fags with over $200,000, are either going to not care or be too lazy to withdraw all their money or will just be ignorant to anything going on. Nothing will happen. Nothing ever happens. You are here to suffer for eternity. This is unironically this time, guys. I hope I'm wrong. That's the show. Have a wonderful day. Please like, comment, subscribe. You can catch me at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, Luigi News. Thank you. Bye.
Let the power go back to the white people. We as black people, we just have to accept that we failed dismally. For 28 years, we were given chance to prove ourselves, and we failed dismally. This thing of voting one black person after the other, it won't help us with anything. Let power go back to white people. When white people were governing this country, irrespective of whatever that they were doing, but our parents were working. Kids used to get bursaries to go to universities. Town used to be clean. There was job everywhere. You apply, you get a job. Even if you didn't have qualifications, you could work in hotels, you could work wherever. You could work even in the farms. There were farms where people could work. Black people are a dismal failure. They can't govern. Let the power go back to white people. Let us just swallow our pride and give this white people power back so that the country can go back to normal. We have to accept that. We really, really respect people who fought for the liberation. We respect them and we will still gonna respect them. But at the end of the day, we just have to take this power back to the white people. We are tired. South Africa is a mess. Everywhere you go, it's a mess. We are tired. We accept we failed. Black people cannot rule. Black people cannot govern. White people should take over this country so that this country can have dignity back. All these things that are happening in our country, they will never happen again. This problem of foreigners, this problem of crime, it won't be there anymore. White people, they don't play. They don't play. They rule, they govern. The police, white police, they don't play with criminals. They don't play with undocumented people in the country.